I'm a savage. Yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey. Nasty. Hey. Yeah. Acting stupid. Whoa. What's happening? Whoa. Bitch, whoa. What was happening? Whoa. Bitch, I'm a savage. Yeah. Classy, bougie, yeah. Ratchet. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey. Nasty. Hey.
So I was reading this study the other day, and it's about if THC shows up in semen. So out of the 12 guys that they tested, all 12 guys were like heavy pot smokers. Two of them did highly test positive for THC, and one just slightly. Okay. So the reason why they did this test was to see if it passed from, like, to the baby through the semen. All right. I'm not even concerned about that. The only thing I can fucking think about right now is if a bitch is giving you a blowjob, and you come inside of her, and she does not smoke marijuana, will she test positive if she swallows your semen?
I don't know, but she should say thank you, because that's like a free edible.
And welcome, Totally Hilarious Chaos with Princess.
And Slim Savage.
You know, that's the only thing I can think about right now. Is if that bitch does not smoke weed, will she test positive for marijuana?
And what did I say? Oh, it's a THC semen cake.
Oh, well.
Or semen. Oh, no, I don't use semen, but it's infused. Oh, yes.
I was like, really? That is crazy. Okay.
Wouldn't you be more worried about your salt intake?
Oh my god, I'm good either way. Like, either way. No, I'm good. We've had this discussion. I'm good.
With my cholesterol through the roof. I can't even eat my corn.
So, it's been a pretty mellow week. It's been a pretty decent week, I have to say. Not really a lot happened this week. Thank God for that. But I am really, really fucking excited to share that I'm going to my first event this weekend. So I'm going to the 3rd annual Burnout Bash in Kimmel, Indiana. And up until today, I was just going to be a spectator. Just to cheer on a couple of my crew members. And at the very last minute, of course, because that's how we work. My pops has decided that Princess is competing at this burnout contest. Yes. What? Yes. So tomorrow we are taking my bike to my pops' shop. And he's going to get it all ready. And my brother's going to come pick it up on Friday, and I'm competing on Saturday. All Princess get up, tutu, the whole nine yards. I'm so fucking excited, you guys. Like, so excited.
Don't forget to pack some semen cakes. Make sure there's semen so you don't fall asleep behind the wheel.
I'm so excited. So,
because we smoke responsibly, guys. We smoke sativa when we're driving, not indica.
Right. We smoke and drive responsible around here.
What do you mean? I got one hand on a wheel. Shit. What do you want?
And the other one's rolling a blunt. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
You're that talented, shit. We'll see what happened for me this week. You know, just the new jobs. Cool. Moving along.
Everything's good?
I like it. Yeah, there's less douchebags there, you know?
Hey, that's all that matters.
People are cool there. People actually, like, contribute. There's teamwork, you know? People are not, like, stuck up. You don't have to feel like, I feel like I already fit in. Like, I'm already part of the group, and I've only been there, what, 2 weeks now?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
2.5 weeks. Yeah. Yeah, this is my this is my third week. Yeah, so.
I totally think I'm gonna get blown away tonight. Totally. Like, I swear to God, it's probably 25 mile an hour winds out there. It sounds scary.
Oh, it's pretty bad here too. Yeah.
I was live streaming earlier and I'm like loving fun. That wind sounds horrible. She's like, I wonder where it's gonna sweep you away to, and I was like, well, the way it's blowing to fucking the Canadian Kramer's house, I was like, I don't wanna go that way. I'm like, I want to go towards Slim, not towards fucking Kramer. Fucking Kramer.
You can tell the hang glider and just jump off of, like, some high building.
Yep, there I go. See how far I can get.
All the way to open.
So, what's your thought about Orbeez in a bong? No. See, I don't know. I don't see the point in it. Somebody asked me this week, Princess, have you ever put Orbeez in your bong? And I'm like, I really don't see the point in it. Like, can you freeze Orbeez? Like, I just don't.
Yeah.
Okay, you can freeze Orbeez. Okay, well, then maybe I see the point in that.
It'd be, like, super, super cold in your bong, you know?
Right.
Water, which would make it a really smooth hit, of course, you know, it'd be really easy on your throat.
Right, exactly, because I have ice in my bong tonight.
It'd be like sucking out of Halls that's got THC in it, but it doesn't taste as bad.
I actually seen on Reddit somebody was putting Halls in their bong. I was like, ew.
Oh, I've seen stupid people do that shit, yeah. Yeah, that's gross. I don't know why somebody would want to do that.
I don't know why somebody would want to do that either. I seen a fucking Google feed. I swear to God, sometimes I can get lost into my Google feed for like hours. So 6ix9ine is linking up with Akon for a Locked Up Part 2. I was like,
I heard that.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. It's for real.
That's just crazy.
It's for real. Oh, can I share one story tonight, though?
Yes.
Can I just say something before I say this? People, if you go out to eat, okay, tip. And if you have a really good server and you get really good service, don't be a cheapskate, tip. So I had a fucking, people come in tonight, they had a $54 bill, they left me a $4 tip, them son of a bitches. That's at least a $10 tip. At least. For a $54 bill and for a good server like myself, like, guys, I'm not trying to be conceited or toot my own horn, but I really am a good server. So, if it walks like a good server, talks like a good server, it's a good server. Trust me, I'm a great server. Great. I should not get shit like that, man. Like I said, I felt sorry for the other girl, man. That, like, 60-some dollar bill, and they left her zero. They put a zero and a line through it on the tip fucking line on the credit card receipt, so that just she would definitely know there was no tip on that credit card and left no cash.
You know, and people know that servers make money off of their tips. Like, their fucking pay is not shit.
We make $2 and some change. It always differs at different places, but it's only a matter of cents, not dollars, cents.
Right.
Like, I make it's 2.10 where I'm at now. It was 2.13 at the other place. That was 3 cents.
Right. Ooh.
And what other people all around realize too is that, yeah, we get that hour, but we never get checks because we have to claim our fucking tips. So they take that money away from us. So we don't even see that.
Right.
We never get checks, dude. Checks are always zero. You should never get a positive check as a server, like, basically.
If you're getting a positive check as a server, then you suck.
Yeah, that means you're working like 8 hours a day and you're not getting any tables.
Right.
Are you getting all cash tips and you're not claiming any of them, which is a big no-no.
So, isn't it kind of strange that ice cubes float in a pool of their own blood?
Ice cubes float in a pool of their own blood?
Yeah. If life is unfair to everyone, Does that mean life is actually fair?
No, it just means it sucks for everyone.
How many times do you think you've seen the same bird?
Same bird?
Yeah.
I can count at least, like, you mean like in a day? Like at different times?
Like how do you know that's the same bird that you seen an hour ago?
Exactly, you don't. Because there's so many of that same bird and they all look alike.
Right.
And they really do, people, and that's not being prejudiced. I don't support it more to be like, yo, Slim, I was listening to your podcast the other night, and now you're a prejudiced motherfucker, aren't you? Oh, Blue Jays and bitches look alike, huh? Oh, that's not what I said, bird. No.
Okay, so why is it called lipstick when you can still move your lips?
Yeah.
He says, yeah, because he doesn't even know what I said. Okay, so why is it called lipstick when you can still move your lips?
Because it sticks to your lips.
But your lips don't stick?
Yeah. Right, it doesn't mean that your lips are going to stick. It just means that it sticks to your lips.
Okay, I mean, I guess I'll give you that. You know, yeah, well then why isn't it called like lip paint then?
Or lip balm, or I don't know.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
What is it then? It comes on bread. Why
yeah,
isn't
but it? It doesn't come on bread, it comes in a bun though. It's bread, but it's a bun.
But a hamburger is a sandwich. Why isn't a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, a hamburger is a hamburger. My work, we have hamburgers and we have sandwiches. Those are in two different categories. And they are in two different categories on our computers. Therefore, they are not recognized as the same. I don't recognize them as the same. Definitely not. Nope. Even if you eat a sandwich on like a hamburger bun or whatever, like a bun or something, it's still a sandwich.
Okay. So even if it's on a hamburger bun, it's a sandwich. So
if it's just meats and like, yeah, how can it be a hamburger? I mean, if it's bologna and ham.
So what if you don't have any bread and you just have hot dog buns and you put peanut butter and jelly on it? Is it a sandwich because it's on a bun?
No, it just means your ass is ghetto and came from Michigan like me. Probably my East Sioux coming up.
Okay, so why is it that you put in your 2 cents but only a penny for your thoughts?
Because I don't want to fucking cash back on the one for my thoughts. You just digest that shit and keep it in there.
So, have you ever noticed the word bed actually looks like a bed?
Yes, it does. It does, because it looks like you got, like, the headboard, and then you got, like, the back, like, the end. Yeah.
Yeah, and the E is like the mattress.
Mattress, yeah.
So, what did the leper say to the sex worker?
Oh my fucking god, I'm done. What?
Keep the tip.
Oh, that's fucked up. The leper said to the sex worker?
Yep. Keep the tip.
You said the leper?
The leper say to the sex worker, keep the tip.
That's hilarious. That fucks. I remember that one.
So why is diarrhea hereditary?
What?
Why is diarrhea hereditary?
It is?
Yeah. It runs in your genes.
All right, everybody. Princess is going to be doing the rest of this solo because Slim is fucking done.
I think he's saying he needs a dab break. And this child says, and floof. Here we go. We're recording. And welcome back.
Little P and Mary May.
In studio. This could be a interesting podcast there, Slim.
I'm betting on it.
She just says, poof. And here now my phone is like flashing. Oh, what have you girls did? You come in the office and like everything starts flipping out and
magic.
Oh, is that what it is? Are you guys magic?
No, it's called the two Satan twins are in the chat room thing.
In the chat room. On the podcast.
I'm stuck on my
phone. She's like, I'm stuck on Instagram today.
That's all I do. I'm trying not to snort like a pig. Yeah, Miss Piggy over here.
Okay, so girls, a few weeks ago when you were on, you said you wanted to do a Q&A.
Yep. Oh, I forgot about that.
You did? You forgot about it?
I know. Because I asked that question like yesterday or today.
Yeah, if we could do Q&A. So, I do have a few.
I think I only wanted to remember the things I want to and just cut out everything else.
It's called selective hearing. And the older you get, the better it gets. Right, mm-hmm. Slim?
What?
Exactly.
What? Oh.
Like, okay.
I remember when we gave each other our first haircuts and before we went to school almost 9 years ago. She can't even remember a thing about it.
I remember when you guys gave each other your first haircuts. We were playing beauty salon.
In the backyard.
We stole a pair of scissors.
Yep.
Somehow.
And cut their hair.
Then 9 years later, same day, we cut each other's hair again.
Yep, you did. Pretty much same day to the dot. It was really crazy.
I think it's because I remember that day.
So, right now, what's your guys' favorite app?
Tempo. It's an app where you can design your own videos and stuff within the pictures you have in your gallery.
Oh, that's cool.
But
I don't have a favorite. I don't have a favorite app. I'm on 90% all my apps.
I'm surprised we didn't say TikTok.
Well, I was thinking... Instagram. Yeah, I was thinking TikTok or Instagram.
Snapchat.
Snapchat. All right, little P, you get to answer this first.
What?
Celebrity crush.
Don't have one because
Marilyn Monroe.
Why?
She's pretty.
Okay.
I like her style. That's why. That's one of the reasons why.
And Marilyn Monroe.
She didn't have a certain to say a lot about her. Yes, she was beautiful for sure for her time.
I love the red lipstick. She pulls it off really well. Plus, I also like the short hair on her. The style she has is really neat.
Yep, I agree.
Oh, yeah. I don't really like the short hair thing, but yeah, she pulled it off for some reason. Yeah. She's Marilyn Monroe.
I don't have a celebrity.
Little P, you really don't have a celebrity crush. Mary Mae didn't even hesitate. She knew who her celebrity crush was. All right, how about your favorite band, singer, group, whatever? Do you need time to think about that? Do you know yours already?
I think it was like Hollywood Undead.
Hollywood Undead. Okay.
Sound of Madness by Shinedown. Shinedown.
Oh, that's Shinedown is your like your favorite right now?
Yes, because of Sound of Madness.
Mine has that was actually the reason why I picked the band I said is because of Riot by it. What's that a riot or something like that?
Okay.
No, that wasn't. Pretty sure it was 3 Days Grace who said that one.
Yeah, but
let's start a riot. A riot. Let's start a riot.
Yeah, Elvis is also a good one too.
Do you ever see yourself getting married?
Nope.
Eh, possibly.
Nope, because I'm too mouthy.
One said no and one said probably. Like, it doesn't sound like.
It doesn't sound very hopeful.
I did the same thing too, and I'm still not married.
Then you have the one who said, nope, I'm too mouthy.
You're like your dad.
So, if you could set one rule for this family, what would it be?
No.
She sneezes.
I'm sorry.
We don't have a strict family, but our family's kind of strict. So, I don't really know.
We're pretty easygoing, but some of our rules are pretty,
strict.
Pretty strict, yep. I agree with that.
If you want something, you have to do
no video games over 5 hours.
Not to be on your video games more than 5 hours? Well, would you consider electronics? All electronics?
No.
You only get electronics for 5 hours a day? I could do that.
I could not.
I couldn't.
Because I need my music.
Music.
You still have Googles. Yeah, I guess you could still use your Googles.
Frick, I know why I forgot Dad's now.
What?
The iPod.
I was going to say, I got to have my Spotify. I got to have my...
Yes.
I
have like 8 different playlists now.
Same.
Okay.
I started Spotify in 2019. I'm addicted to it.
Actually, I have
the only music app I use now. I even ditched
Spotify.
YouTube.
I had don't even watch YouTube Spotify videos. Since 2018 because I remember I had it on my old phone.
So, if you could, if you grow up to be famous, what do you think it would be for?
My paintings. Paintings or my style?
Glass blowing or,
sculpting.
Sculpting.
At least none of them said for going to jail for murdering somebody.
I was gonna say that, but I did not too.
At least we didn't hide from the cops, Mom.
Hey.
Lord have mercy.
No. We shall not bring that up.
So these girls
are
just...
Are all your questions that you're asking right now, or are these questions from people like viewers too?
Some of them are from viewers, yeah. Some of them are from viewers. Like the one, if you could grow up to be famous, what would it be for? That was from a viewer. The one about getting married was from a viewer. So the celebrity crush was from viewers. If you could travel back in time 3 years, what kind of advice would you give to yourself?
3 years ago, I would have been 10?
10.
Yeah.
Possibly 9 turning 10.
Yep.
So what would
don't
I ask?
Don't ride in the rain. Well, don't ride fast in the rain because I dumped my mini bike. And I still got back up and rode to this day.
Yep,
I
they
ran
did.
To a boat trailer. And
don't ride in the rain.
I'm not telling that story either.
You basically just did. You ran into a boat trailer and didn't ride again for 3 months.
No.
It was almost a year.
It was almost a year.
Oh, it was almost a year, wasn't it?
Until we got to the fields.
Yeah, and then you rode again in the field. Yep.
I was the only one who actually rode.
Okay, so if you could go back into any time period, what would it be? Loving fun. This was Loving Fun's question.
Ooh.
If you could go back to any time period, what would it be?
I'll probably go back to my first day in kindergarten.
No, like, you could go back to the 50s. You could go back to the 60s. Not, like, kindergarten.
No, I would go back and see how we were when we were little. I was little.
Because I don't remember most of my childhood.
Yeah, I don't remember most of my
childhood. So if you rewound to when you went to kindergarten, could you please not be little rebels so that way we wouldn't get kicked out of public school?
It was her fault. It was Mary May's fault.
It was not my fault.
I actually liked my first school.
I didn't. Maybe.
That was evident. We got kicked out of that first school. Okay, so what about you? Any time period.
The year the Black Dahlia was still alive. The Black Dahlia is the greatest murder that has never been...
Solved.
She was cut to pieces, her blood was drained. I want to go back to that year so I can find the murderer.
Because last known person who talked to the Black Dahlia, she was on the phone talking to someone. We don't know who that person was.
Ooh, interesting.
Well, that's...
That got dark for a second.
It did,
a little bit.
I would go back to the Declaration of Independence and right before they're about to sign it, I'd be like, if you guys are going to sign this nation, this is going to stick. Okay?
Yeah.
Kids, yeah.
Okay. What are you doing, Jones?
How would you describe the word love to somebody without using the word love? Can you do it?
It's possible.
Move your hand away from your mouth because can't hear when you're talking.
It's possible. Just, I don't know.
You want me to?
Oh.
Do you want me to tell you how I would do it? It's something that is felt.
In your heart.
Yep.
And not your brain.
Exactly.
Yeah, that can help me, Gemma.
Yep, exactly. Gemma. Of course, she had to get up here and be an asshole. So. Anything you girls would like to say before we get off of here?
Get off me, piggy. Q&A's.
You like doing Q&A's? Yeah, do we not ask you enough questions? Are 10 not enough?
Yes.
You guys, you heard that. 10 questions was not enough for them.
I'll get your paw. Oh, my. Ah!
Gemma. Lord, she's always got to be in the middle of it, huh? All right, girls. Nothing else you want to say? Yeah. I know. And nothing else. Nothing else.
I want to get on here again, do another Q&A, but we want
to
theme.
Next time it's going to be a Slim Q&A. I'm going to have questions for you girls, okay? A hard-hitting question from Slim.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm fine with that, but also I want to do a Q&A with the topic.
Like, with the topic?
Yeah, like horror.
With the topic?
Fantasy or horror?
Horror will be October.
You decide to let your mom know, and she'll let me know. The sooner the better.
Sounds like a plan.
Like, sooner we can get our room clean, the sooner we can dye our hair.
Exactly.
Or get it redecorated. Because
but the sooner you give me what you guys' topic you want, I'll start working on the questions.
Yep. All right.
All right.
Ta-ta for now, girls.
Yep.
All right. So, Slim, what would you think if you got a pizza delivered to your door all hours of the day and night, like every day?
What would I think?
Yeah.
I would never have to worry about what I'm going to do when I get the munchies.
Well, this is actually happening to a 65-year-old man in Germany. I know this story is from Germany, but sometimes you find some of the coolest stories from over there. He says a delivery driver brings pizza to his door all hours of the day and the night. It says this has been reportedly going on for almost a decade.
Wow.
And he says he has no idea why. Initially, he believed that it was some sort of mistake, that his address was put in by mistake, but the delivery driver said it was correct. So the food just kept on arriving, sometimes multiple times per day, 5, 6, 7 times. It says that he reported 10 different delivery drivers come to his place in the same day. One delivery was for 14 pizzas.
Whoa!
Yes! He's like, I can't sleep anymore. I start shaking every time I hear the scooter on the street, he tells the local news outlet. I dread that someone will come drop off hot pizzas yet another time. Adding another odd layer to this mystery is the fact that one of his friends, who now lives 20 miles away, has reportedly also been suffering from the similar mystery deliveries. This has led authorities to believe that the culprit must be someone the two of them both know. Unfortunately, for now, this case still remains a mystery.
I'm moving to Germany.
Right. You can, like, deliver pizzas to me, like, anytime. Or, listen, just Venmo me $20. I'll get my own pizza.
I know people are going to say, but, you know, eventually after time, you get tired of it. Oh, I love pizza. And you know what? I can invite my friends over. Hey, man, fuck, come over and eat dinner. It's on me. Or the asshole that keeps fucking sending pizza here. Like, let's eat. Here's to you, motherfucker. Like...
That's just crazy. I can't even imagine.
That is fucking... Really? That is so weird. I don't understand how they cannot know, like, who's doing it, or, I mean, that's what really cracks me up and baffles me, is how can they not know? How can they have not figured out? You know what I mean? Like, there's gotta be...
There's gotta be some way.
Cash. They gotta give them cash somehow for them. You know what I mean? And if they're not using cash, they're using a card, then they have linked by their name.
Well, I mean, what if it's one of them prepaid Green Dot cards? You ain't got to link them, do ya?
Actually, you do now, man. I mean, I don't know how it works over in other countries, but you do now here. Absolutely, man. Those prepaid cards are not as simple as it used to be. Like, I don't know if you know, but I tried to get one, like, but it was, like, when I was in Colorado. I can't remember for what, but anyways, they make you go through a whole thing. You got to call, and you got to talk to an operator. It's secure, man. Like, it's crazy. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Wow.
Just for a fucking prepaid debit card? Really?
I guess I never really realized that.
Yeah, I guess you would. I would have never known either if I wouldn't. Like I said, I think it was something for Colorado. It was for something. Oh, it was for my car when I was getting my medical card. That's what it was. That's right.
Okay.
Because they wanted cash. They wanted car payment and they wanted cash. Like,
right.
So I didn't have a bank account, you know what I mean, at the time. So I was like, well, I didn't feel like opening a bank. I was like, is there anybody else I could do it? They're like, yeah, just get a, you know, like, prepaid card.
Well, so I actually have some pot topics this week. Pot topics have been far and few in between because of everything going on in the world, but hey, I actually have some quite good ones this week. So instead of limes, California Border Patrol officer found 5.5 tons of marijuana worth $11 million.
Damn.
It was, let's see, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Protection seized 5.5 tons of pot disguised as a shipment of limes. It was over by San Diego. It was a 74-year-old Mexican man driving a semi.
Wait, so they were trying to come from Mexico to California from San Diego?
Yep. And got busted.
Ole, 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 ole. Feeling? Oh, no, going to jail.
So I was reading this article that was talking about the four states that are likeliest to legalize pot in November. And I was actually kind of surprised. Well, not really. New Jersey has, like, the best chance of legalizing.
That don't surprise me, New Jersey.
But I was kind of surprised that Arizona was going for rec.
Really?
Yep.
I'm not surprised by that. I mean, why? Now, if you tell me Utah or Wyoming, then I'll be like, what? I don't believe it.
Well, South Dakota is going for both rec and medical.
Good for them.
Yep.
Good for them.
And Mississippi for medical. I just like to see it either way.
Exactly. Everywhere. I want it to be legal everywhere.
Yep, me too. Whether it be rec or medical.
We all know it's a matter of time. I mean, even the uppity places, that'll probably be last. Like, Wyoming, Utah, let's see who else. Alaska, that'll probably be one of the last ones, you know what I mean? Like, so. Like, but eventually, I believe it's going to be legal ever.
It says that states with medical and rec laws saw a 20% drop in
opioid abuse.
Yes, there you go.
Yes, that's awesome. See? And that's great because people on pot, people on THC are much more manageable than people on fucking opiates. People on opiates are like...
fucking man, zombies.
I tend to go to work like a boss and serve tables. And all it does is really help me, to be honest. Like, it makes me more without anxiety, so I can really just...
Right. Exactly.
Put me on some fucking opioids, like, on the floor. Oh no! Bad.
So, Canadian found in Detroit River. Listen. Tethered to two packs of marijuana.
What the fuck?
This happened on Friday the 5th. He was found unconscious in the Detroit River with 265 pounds of marijuana hooked to him with a tow strap.
Hooked to him? Like, what the... 265 pounds? Was he, like, floating on the shit?
It says, this is the latest twist to, on May 10th, there was a Canadian who was arrested driving a U-Haul truck in St. Clair County. And when they looked, he had 100K worth of weed in his truck, in his U-Haul truck.
And this he had pulled over where? In Michigan?
Yeah, in St. Clair County. This truck driver did. Yep.
That, Yeah, they'll get you out there. They'll cost a St. Clair County boy.
Yeah, he said he admitted to having used a submersible to ferry drugs and cash between Michigan and Ontario. And this was on May 10th. He agreed to stay in Flat Rock at a hotel while the investigation went on. But then on May 22nd, he just disappeared, leaving behind 5 phones, 1 laptop, and a suitcase used by drivers. But they did find him on Friday, floating in the river, alive.
Yeah, I was going to say, he said unconscious, so he wasn't dead.
Right.
So he was alive, so they actually got him, like, he's in jail now, or whatever.
Yeah, and he was actually scheduled to go to court today, so I'm not sure what happened about that. I guess maybe we'll have to re-report about that next week.
He probably floated away back to Canada. Probably.
Listen, I wonder if this guy is related to Kramer. You know, Kramer always be sitting in that fucking garage talking about still selling dope. You know, like, you don't ever see him fucking work. Maybe he's just like the fucking middleman, you know, and sliding that cash in his pocket. Maybe he has something to do with this. I'm gonna be like, Kramer, the fuck, bro? Do you have something to do with this guy floating in the fucking Detroit River from Canada, bro? He's going to be like, oh my God, princess. Oh my God. Oh my God, this is such a funny story. You totally missed this. So he got an Alexa, all right? And you know them Canadians, they don't talk right. Anyways, so Alexa don't understand him.
Princess said that, you guys, not me.
No fucks given. No fucks given. So anyways, I was trying to get it to say my name, to recognize me. And so he had said, Alexa, what's my name? And she said, I don't know, but you're in blah, blah, blah's account. Would you like me to set your name? And he said, yes. And she said, okay, what's your name? And he said, Jay. And he said, and Alexa said, okay, gay. I was like, seems fucking legit, gay. So I've been calling him gay instead of Jay.
Story's pretty gay.
So, how do you feel about some Stump Slim this week? Are you ready for this? I actually sat here for about 30 minutes and really looked into these questions to decide.
Okay, well, as you guys have known, we've been doing this, this is the third week now, and Slim hasn't done very well in the first 2 weeks. I mean, he got a few right, but he's not happy. As far as he's concerned, his performance has been subpar so far. Change that. So let's stop the slap.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In the movie Goonies, what brand of candy bar did Chunk try to give Sloth?
Baby Ruth. Got any more brain busters for me?
The Main Street and Back to the Future is also the main street in what other 80s movie?
For the love of fuck.
I started with an easy one. This one's a little bit harder. I started with an easy one.
No, wait. Don't tell me. It's
It's okay. I'm going to sit here and light a joint.
Give me a hint. Is it a John Hughes movie?
I don't know, but it's got, like, them furry guys on it.
What?
The things that you don't want to give water.
Gremlins?
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah, Gremlins.
Really? The original?
Yeah.
Just says Gremlins?
Yeah, just says Gremlins. Okay. I know you'll get this one. What brand and color of underwear is Marty wearing in Back to the Future?
You say what color and brand?
Yeah.
Calvin Klein.
Uh-huh.
And they're white.
Nope.
God damn it. They're black.
They're purple.
They're purple. That's right. Oh, that's
so stupid. You got half of that right. You got the Calvin Klein part right. Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, hopefully not. She calls it Calvin Klein, which is great.
Oh, there goes the wind again. Okay, in The Karate Kid, what color did Daniel have to paint Mr. Miyagi's house as part of his training?
What color?
Yeah, what color? He's trying to, you guys, he's actually, like, looking like he's painting the house right now. Like, he's trying to envision it in his head.
Yeah, because I can do the fence. I can see him, like, wax in the car, wax on, wax off. Like, I'm trying to have the house, man. Oh, my God, dude, I'm going to kill myself. Was it, wait, let me guess. Was it white?
Green.
Son of a, let's go. God, Karen, you asked me to. That was a hard one, man. That's those kind of questions where, like, those are the ones where you're, like, really, really, you know, you've watched that movie way too many times.
Okay, so this was an easy one. What is Indiana Jones's main weapon?
Whip.
Yeah. Well, you got two right and two wrong.
I got three right and two wrong.
Right. You got a half of one right. You got a half, that half of that one right.
You only asked me, wait, you only asked me four questions? I thought you asked me five.
I did ask you five. So you got two right, two wrong.
The half one.
Yep.
Fucking half bullshit, man. Purple, goddamn purple. Party, why?
Okay. So here's just a random would you rather. Would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions, or tattoos appearing all over your body dictating what you had done the day before?
The first one.
The skin that color changes based on your emotions?
Yeah, because I don't want people to know what I did the day before. What if it's... I don't want people to know about.
What if it's naughty?
Oh, I know what he did last night.
Right. Exactly. That was kind of my thought on that too. That was just a random would you rather from Loving Fun this week.
I like it. I like that one. That's a good one.
It was a good one.
I'm not gonna remember that one. Yeah, I'm gonna have to ask people for it.
Okay. I don't know if you're ready for these what the fucks this week.
I'm always ready for what the fuck.
Like, we need somebody to do us little jingles, like, for our pot topics and our what the fuck Wednesdays. Like, we need something. Who is that person that can make us jingles? I know you're out there. I know you're listening to us. If you can do it, bro, get a hold of us. I think you know how by now. Snapchat.
Get away from the ponies and sparkle glitter right now, dancing around in your head, and give us some what the fuck.
We love Loving Fun. She gives us what the fuck dailies.
I have to give her a shout out, because I don't think we've really given her much of a shout out on here, so I felt like it was her time to get it.
I think we do every once in a while, because she'll give me something to either ask the kids, or she gives me a lot of stuff to ask you on here. And I don't even know if she might not even honestly listen to us.
No, we have to ask her a question like that only somebody would know that actually listened to the whole podcast.
Yep.
Like something like in the middle of it, like maybe like 40 minutes into it, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Oh, you guys, we're going to start testing you all. Do you hear that, Monica? Mary? Do you hear that? Jonna? We're going to start testing you guys.
Right, because yeah, putting it on and just going in another room, I mean, yeah, I appreciate the listen, but you know, if you guys really love this, you guys will be listening too. It's not that bad. Right. I see us live all the time, and like, it's pretty entertaining when I'm in the princess's box. Like, you know, this is just, I think it's even better actually, because it's just me and you one on one, and there's no distractions. We don't have to like comment on people's comments. Like, no. Sure. Not saying that we don't love you guys, but.
We do love you guys, but sometimes when Slim's in the box, I know we get lost in our conversation, and I totally forget that them comments are down there, and I do it a lot. It's habit forming. Okay, so back to what the fucks. All right, this was in the Daily Voice. I eat pussy to survive.
Keep telling yourself that, buddy. But shh.
This is in the NT News. Best man left bleeding after being hit in head with flying dildo.
Wow. That was a crazy bachelor party.
No, it was by the bride at the wedding.
Oh, snap. He found out about the bachelor party. Didn't stay in Vegas. Whoops.
New mothers forced back to work by money worries. Well, why else would they be going back to work if it wasn't exactly about money?
Because they just miss going to fucking work for 8 hours a day sweating for the man. I know I do.
Okay, so this really doesn't even make sense. It's just kind of funny. China, Ferrari, sex orgy, death crash.
China, Ferrari, sex orgy, death crash.
Yep, none of it goes together.
No. I mean, when they were in a Ferrari in China having a sex orgy and they died, well, yeah, because nobody was fucking driving the car. We're all fucking and fucking. Of course, it's going to be a tragedy. I don't think it's going to come with the last fuck. Not to be mistaken with the last summer. Last fuck.
Male nipples can keep babies calm. Excuse me.
There's no milk.
A new report on fatherhood claimed today that a male nipple is just as good at soothing a fretful infant as a female one.
Yeah, except there's no fucking milk. The fuck out of here.
That's what I thought. What the fuck?
These people are, what, I don't know what kind of shit these people are smoking, dude. Don't you even, like, oh, that's wrong on, like, some level.
Man killed by condom. A man accidentally killed himself by putting a condom over his head in a bizarre sex stunt. So wait a minute. Wait a minute, bro. Were you like putting the condom over the head to enter it into somewhere, like if you can shoot a hot dog down a hallway, run. You better have fucking tethered yourself to the bed so you didn't get sucked into that gaping hole if you can put your fucking head in it.
Yeah, that or sticking his head up a cow's fucking ass.
Ew.
I would have died, like. What a dumb fuck, dude.
It says he was found suffocated on his bed wearing the inflated rubber.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, federal agents raid gun shop and find weapons.
Oh, shit. Might be out of something. What the fuck? Oh, my God.
Midget sues Grocer City's belittling remarks. Oh my God. It says, the woman who was 4'4" tall began legal action Monday because the supermarket where she worked made her stack high shelves without a ladder.
Somebody gave her a boost?
Oh my God. So this is like all on the front page of the Daily News, you guys. It's a great day for kids, is one article. And right next to it, ruling releases sex offenders. So on one side of the page, it's a great day for kids. And on the other side of the page, ruling releases sex offenders.
Okay, now I'm done.
Okay, we gotta save the best for last. Stillborn babies recalled.
I know I said this already, but I'm fucking done. Wow.
And with that being said, we'll see you next week. Good vibes and dirty thoughts.